Look at it. I said, you never know when you're going to have to preach. Amen. I try to stay prepared and stay instant in season, out of season. Amen. So we're going to try to preach to you a little bit from Psalms chapter 18. And I'd like to read verse 2 as a sort of a text. And I'm going to be reading some scripture through the Psalms 18 and Psalm 61 and Psalms 91. If you'd like to kind of locate those places. Somebody said they don't like to preach on Sunday morning. Sunday morning's always been my best time. I love Sunday mornings. Amen. At my church, it seemed like God blesses more on Sunday morning than any other time. I have preachers come by to preach revival, and they'll say, Pastor, you going to preach Sunday morning? I said, if you want me to, I will. Amen. And they say, well, we'd like to hear you. And I said, thank God. Amen. And I tell you, I like Sunday mornings. So I hope you do too. I hope you're a Sunday morning person. I hope you're not still asleep on me. Amen. All right, Psalms 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer and my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler, my horn of salvation, and my high tower. I'd like to preach a little bit if God will help me on Jesus is my high tower. Amen. Jesus is my high tower. I believe that David knew what he was talking about here when he wrote this 18th Psalms here. I believe that David had been through some hard times and been through some dry places, and Brother Burns had experienced some things that he needed God. Amen. He needed the Lord to come down and help him. And I don't know about you, but I've been there. Hallelujah. I've been through some places when it looked like, amen, that it was dry as cracker juice. Amen. I've been through some places when it looked like there wasn't no water flowing nowhere. Hallelujah. But then I'd open the Word of God and I'd find out that he said it was a spring in the wilderness. Amen. That he was a fountain in the desert. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, you can have a refreshing drink of water no matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through. There is a high tower this morning that you and I can run into. Hallelujah. That'll shield us from the things of this world. Amen. That'll take us in his pavilion. The Bible said that he would wrap us underneath his wings and hide us in a secret pavilion from the tongues and strife of men. Found that to be true. Hallelujah. In my short ministry, I've had men that I had confidence in, men that I had the utmost faith in. Amen. That turned their back, Brother Burns, on me. Amen. And made it hard and made things just rough, you know. And listen, everybody don't want you to do something for God. Amen. I mean, everybody's not out to see you win the loss. Hallelujah. Everybody don't want you to build a church. Glory to God. Everybody don't want you to do anything for God. Everybody don't want you to work this ministry, or to be an evangelist or a pastor of church. Amen. I want to tell you, when we started underneath fire. Hallelujah. We started in persecution. But God moved. Amen. Service after service, the first 6 months, Brother Craig, I fell on my face. Amen. I started in a woman's club. I fell on my face, and Brother Sean, I called out to God. And for an hour before service, I'd weep and cry. I'd say, God, I don't understand it. God, I don't understand what's going on. Lord, I can't see what, I just can't see it, Lord. And I say, God, help me, Lord. Give me strength, God. I say, Lord, give me, help me, Lord, when the people get here. Father, they don't see the disappointment on my face. Don't let them see the tears that I've been weeping and crying. Amen. I'd get up and go to the restroom after praying and calling out on God and weep until there was nothing left. Amen. And I'd call out to God, and the Lord would meet me there, and God would bless me. God would give me the assurance that it was with me, Brother Sean. I'd go to the restroom, wipe my face, wash the tears away. I'd walk out to the front door of that building, and when they came in, I put a smile on my face. I shook their hand. Amen. I greeted them to the house of God. I want to tell you that God gave me a high tower that I could come to in a time of persecution, in a time of distress. Amen. In a time of perplexity, when I didn't know what to do. Amen. He was my rock. He was my high tower. He was my refuge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you know anything about the cities in the Old Testament, most of the cities were built with high walls, amen, and high gates, and most of the cities had towers upon the walls, amen. And the towers were for the watchmen to watch out for the enemy, Brother Crank, amen, to let them know when the enemy was approaching. But not only did they have towers, amen, on the walls and towers on the corners, it was probably like a modern day prison, amen. But they had towers, and Brother Colin, they always had a tower inside the city. Amen. In the innermost part of the city, most of them had a tower. It was a high tower, amen. It was a strong tower, praise God. When the enemy would come and war against the city, and they were able to break through the gates, amen. If they were able to scale the walls and to get past the tower, amen, there was an inner tower that those people would run into. It was a place of refuge. It was not easily defeated, amen, because it was a cell of their defense. Can I tell you this morning, you may have some walls built around your life. You may have some towers, amen, around your life, and you might be watching for the enemy. But can I tell you this morning that the devil, sometime he'll break through your defenses, amen. He'll break through your walls, hallelujah. He may scale over the top of your wall. He may get past your watchman. But can I tell you this morning that in the midst of the city of refuge, there is a high tower, hallelujah, that you and I can run into, thank God, amen, the shelters from the storms of this life, amen, that gives us defense against the enemy. He is a strong and a high tower, amen. He's not easily defeated, amen. He said, the Lord is my rock and he's my fortress, amen. In other words, it's my castle. He's my high tower. He's my defense, amen. And he's my deliverer, thank God. David knew about that. He said, he's my God, he's my strength. Unto whom will I trust? He's my buckler and the horn of my salvation. And he's my high tower this morning. I want to tell you, I remember David one time when he was kind of running, amen, away from Saul, amen, and how that David, amen, when he was siding up with the enemy and was going to fight against his own people, it looked like, amen. And whenever they got ready to go to battle, they wouldn't let David go. They made him stay behind or whatever, and David left and went back to Ziklag. And then when he came to Ziklag, he found that Ziklag had been burned. He found that his wives and his children were gone, amen. And David, the men of the city, talked about stoning David. They talked about killing David. And David fell down and called out to God. In a time of perplexity, in a time of distress, in a time of heartache, amen, in a time of not knowing he'd ever see his wives again, not knowing he'd ever see his children again, but the shout, he fell down before God. He cried out to God and he prayed, and he said, oh God, shall I pursue, Lord? And the Lord said, pursue. He said, shall I recover? And God said, you shall recover. I want to tell you, he went to the high tower, amen. He got a message from God, and David got up and went, pursued the enemy, and he got it all, and he was taken from him, his children, his families, and all the provision. I want to tell you, this morning, I don't know what you're going through, but you might be going through one of them hard times. Amen. I've been listening to the tapes where Brother Crawford preached an 8-week revival. And I said, oh God, how can I come up in this church and hope to help these people? Lord, when they've been in 8 weeks of heaven on earth, amen. Hallelujah. But you know what? God's word is real and fresh and anew every day, Brother Brown. Thank God. Every time you pick it up, it's fresh and anew. Hallelujah. Every time you read it, you'll find something else that God will speak to you and the Lord will touch you with. And God will say, I'll be there. When you need me, I'll be your high tower. I'll be your rock of defense. I'll be your fortress, amen. I'll be there in those hard times. I found him to be true. Amen. David said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. He knew he was worthy to be praised. Amen. David said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Amen. Listen, if you want God to get you out of trouble, learn how to praise him. Amen. You know, we just about got away from that. I'm telling you, it looks like folks don't want to praise God anymore. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. At the Resurrection Holiness Church in Haines City, Florida, we've learned how to worship God. Amen. We've learned how to get God into our midst, and it's come through the praise. Amen. The Bible said that God inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. When you start praising God, it ain't going to be but just a little bit, for God's going to come in on those antennas. Hallelujah. And he's going to have it that praise. Hallelujah. We've just about let the charismatics take our joy away. We've let them take our shout away. Amen. I'm telling you, they ain't got nothing to shout about, Brother Colin. Amen. They don't live no life. Hallelujah. Just live harum scarum in your kind of way you want to live. Amen. Shout the victory of God and dance and speak in tongues. But I want to tell you something this morning. Hallelujah. The Holiness Church had the shout before the charismatics came along. Hallelujah. The Holiness Church had the power of God I hope, help me, Lord. I hope I ain't wading off too deep this morning. God help us. But listen, down around that way, there for a while, I don't know why, I don't know how it got in. Amen. But there for a while in our churches and our fellowship, Brother Collins, the preacher started saying, well, it ain't all in the shout. We know that. Brother Burns, we know it ain't all in the shout. Amen. But thank God for the shout that comes along. Hallelujah. You might not shout every time you come to church, but thank God there'll be a shout all along your way. If you're living right, hallelujah, and you're living according to God's word, you can shout and worship God. Amen. They got to saying, it ain't all in the shout. And I got to seeing the churches dry up. People got afraid to shout. Amen. I'm telling you the truth now. People got afraid to shout. And you know why? I felt myself. Brother Sean, I picked up on it. Amen. I don't know why, Brother Collins, but I picked up on it. And I got up in my pulpit a time or two, Brother Burns, and I said, well, I said, it ain't all in the shout. You know, you got to live right. You know, you got to walk right. You got to talk right. It's not all in the shout. Amen. But listen, God quickened me one day, and God drove a spear through my heart. And God said, son, don't tell your people it ain't in the shout. Don't tell your people it ain't in worshiping God. He said, if you do, they'll drive from the back. And they'll die. Amen. And I said, went to my church. I got up that Sunday morning. And Brother Burns, I said, church, I want you to forgive me. I said, I've been bringing in something here that's not mine. I said, I've been telling you it ain't all in the shout. I said, I know it ain't all in the shout, but thank God for the shout. I said, it's all right, hallelujah, to shout. It's all right to lift your hands and praise God. It's all right, hallelujah. If you're living right, you got a right to shout. You got a right to say. Almost immediately, my church came alive. Amen. Most of the time now, we sang the first song, Brother Burns. People on their feet worshiping God. People crying in their pews. Amen. If we go as far to sing a couple songs, amen, they'll be running the aisles sometime. And you say, well, brother, huh? You got a good shout, but do you get the word? Amen. While we're shouting, we're preaching the word. Woo! Hallelujah. Before we left, Sunday morning before we left, or maybe it's the Sunday night before we left, amen, we had a man go preach, just got called to preach, amen. He'd never been, I'd used him a couple times. He could get up and talk a little bit, but he really hadn't learned, Brother Sean, how to get into that anointing, amen, and how to get God to help him. And so he was supposed to preach that Sunday night, and he was going to preach on, we need a touch of Jesus. Amen. He said, and so I didn't know what he was going to preach, you know, but that was what he was going to preach. And so we had another preacher there. Amen. New preacher moved in our area. I asked him to testify. He got up, preached about 20 minutes on touching Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We had another man in my church, just married my daughter. Amen. He got up to sing. Before he got to sing, he got talking about touching Jesus and preached about 20 minutes on touching Jesus. And while they were preaching, the whole church was in uproar. Amen. And then this man got up. Amen. Here's three that's done preached on touching Jesus. Amen. They gave me the microphone. I preached about 30 minutes on the touch of Jesus. Hallelujah. And God was a-moving, and the word was going out, and people were shouting. Hallelujah. Amen. This man jumped up. He all excited. Brother Sean, he had the muffin and flew me and got preached it already ahead of him. Hallelujah. He grabbed the microphone, got excited, got in that anointing, got in that flow, preached about 2 minutes, ripped his throat out, and he couldn't preach no more. He gave me the microphone back, and I preached another 30 minutes. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Talking about this morning about Jesus is our high tower. Hallelujah. He said the sorrows of death come past me about. You ever been there? And the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. David said, I was afraid. He said, ungodly men made me afraid. You ever been afraid? Amen. Of those ungodly men that are pushing you and pressuring you, moving it around you. David said, the sorrows of hell come past me about. He said, the snares of death prevented me. Oh, that sounded like David was really going through it. Amen. It sounded like David was having a hard time. But listen to what David said in verse 6. He said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what you're going to have to do, church. When you get down, praise God. When all the hell is pressing against you, and the devil's blowing his breath down your back, amen. And your back's against the wall, and you don't know what to do. Amen. Try to look up, hallelujah, to the hills which come up out of hell, amen, and call on the Lord. David said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice and out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even under his ears. Woo! I want to tell you, the Bible said that God's hand is not short. He cannot reach down. Neither is God's ear heavy that he cannot hear. Amen. He hears your cry. The Bible says we know that God hears us when we pray. Amen. So when you call upon God in your time of distress, amen, forget about the cities you built. Forget about the walls that you put up. Amen. Forget about the towers that you have erected. Amen. Just fall back into that center tower. Get to the top of it. It's a strong and a mighty tower. It's never been defeated. Hallelujah. Woo! Help us, Lord. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation also, the hills moved and were shaken because he was wrought. I'm talking about a mighty God. I'm talking of God that's able, amen, to shake the mountains, amen. Brother Burns, to cause the mountains to melt down before him, hallelujah. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire came out of his mouth. Devoured coals were kindled by it. It sounds like an awesome God to me. It sounds like my little problems are not much to him, amen. I mean, anybody that can blow fire smoke out of his nostrils, amen, and cause the mountains to fall down and melt before him, sure, he can handle my little situation. And he can handle yours. Hallelujah. He bowed the heavens also. And he came down. And darkness was under his feet. When I needed salvation. When I was so lost. And undone. And darkness was all about me. Amen. I could not see the light. Brother Robert said, I could not see the light. And darkness was all around me. And I didn't know how to get to God. And I didn't know how to pray. Amen. But you know what God did? He bowed the heavens down, Brother Collins. Amen. He bowed the heavens down to where I was. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but he came to where I was. Hallelujah. He bowed the heavens down. He put the darkness under his feet. Hallelujah. And the light shone out and I saw the glorious gospel light. Hallelujah. Thank God I see the light. He pushed the darkness under his feet. Verse 13 said, the Lord also thundereth in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. What a mighty God. Verse 16, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. I feel like Peter, Brother Burns, when he walked on the water. I know we criticize him, but Peter walked on the water. Amen. If he hadn't got his eyes off of Jesus, he'd have been all right. But you know what the Lord did, Brother Collins? He reached down and pulled him up out of many waters. Amen. He planted his feet up on the water. There's been times when the water seemed like it overflowed me. Amen. There's been times when it looked like the waters of depression and the waters of malice and the waters of dislike and the waters of sickness and the waters of everything seemed like overflowed my soul. Amen. But I called unto him and he lifted me up, hallelujah, out of